What's that over there? Looks kind of like a human. What's a human doing all the way out here? He must have come in here to hide from the storm. My goodness. Hi there. My name is Smidgen, and if it wasn't obvious from my body, I am a slime girl. This is actually my cave you've wandered into. So what brings you here? Ooh, I'm sorry. I couldn't quite understand that. Here, let me get closer and make this easier on you. Watching as I pull my body into a puddle on the ground, part of me creates a barrier between you and the floor, offering some sort of cushion to rest your weary body on. Now, can you repeat what you said to me? Hurts. 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 Like your body hurts? Oh my god, did something happen? Is that why you're in my cave? Nodding your head yes. It seems like luck is on your side, because healing happens to be my specialty. I'm not sure if it is a well-documented fact for surface dwellers, but the color of a slime happens to directly correlate with what they can and can't do. For example, a green slime would be acidic and can only destroy. Meanwhile, black slime is corrosive and tends to leave a void in things. While a yellow slime is able to give you stamina, I happen to be a pink slime. Would you like to take a guess as to what my talent is? I specialize in healing injured creatures. By surrounding your body and mine, effectively absorbing you, I am able to restructure your molecules to make it seem like the injury never even occurred. I can cure almost anything. Poison, dehydration, starvation, broken bones, cuts, gashes. Once I was able to restore vision to someone who was temporarily blinded, not to toot my own horn or anything. So, whatever is ailing you, I can probably help in, sweetheart. I really don't like to see anyone in pain. It's kind of woven into my DNA to want to help. Can you tell me what kind of pain it is? I mean, is it tingly? Is it constant? Does it come in waves? Or is there a throbbing? How does it feel to currently reside inside your battered body? Mm-hmm. And on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put the pain at? Oof. Oh. Really? Ugh, that's not good. It's a miracle you were even able to crawl into the cave if you're feeling like that. Even your breathing is a bit shaky as you answer my questions, struggling to get the words out. Sounds like your throat is mighty dry. Luckily, my goo will be able to help with that. From a brief look over, you don't have anything wrong with you that I couldn't help out with. If you want, that is, obviously. Like, I'm not going to force you to get better. For all I know, you might want to remain injured because your exploring partner is looking for you, and you don't want to explain or bullshit why you're miraculously better. Though, looking at your current condition, I'm not sure if you'll be able to make it through the night without any help. What I can do is keep you safe until the storm passes. If you're within me, nothing's going to get to you. And then I'll be able to heal up any injuries you may have gotten. It's a win-win for the both of us. My body will get to do what it was always meant to do, and you'll get to feel better. So what do you say? Do you want my help, sweetheart? Or do you want to keep suffering? That's going to make this whole thing a lot easier. All right. You are not going to have to do anything. You stay as still as you can. My slime is going to do most of the hard work for you. Feeling the first touch of my goo. You're surprised that it feels so warm. You lean into it, appreciating the temperature. Had gotten used to the coldness of the cave. Anything that's even remotely comfortable is welcomed at this point. My slime wastes no time coiling around you, slowly engulfing you. You feel it in your fingers and arms first. The goo you've been laying on climbs up your skin. Goosebumps appear as you let out a shiver. You weren't expecting for the relief to be instant, were you? You let go of everything, sweetheart. I'll take care of you. Yes, I will. I'm right here. I've got you. Going to heal you up so that you can be back on your merry little way tomorrow. I hate seeing anyone hurt, especially someone like you. It doesn't suit you. Seems like you're a better fit to be pampered. Practically luxuriating in my touch. The warmth is a welcome distraction from the pain, huh? Wrapping around your upper half, you feel the slime clasp around your neck, almost like a heavy collar or turtleneck. Your movement is limited as your legs squirm against me. For some reason, it doesn't alarm you. It makes you feel better. Like the worry of having to defend yourself is just disappearing. You're not alone anymore. You're accepting it. You don't have to take care of yourself. You can let yourself go. You're okay with me. I've got you, sweetheart. I'm not going anywhere. Going to protect you until the storm passes. Maybe even longer if you ask for it. I couldn't leave a human like you alone and hurt. You wouldn't be able to take care of yourself. So helpless. It's a good thing you came across me. You'll be right as rain tomorrow, you'll see. All these aches and pains of the day are going to be a distant memory the more you float. You try to wiggle your fingers but are met with resistance. Weren't expecting the slime to be so thick, were you? Most people don't. It's not a bad feeling, is it? I didn't think so. You're enjoying yourself quite a bit as your pain disappears. Replaced with something else, you make yourself comfortable inside me. No longer touching the ground. Suspension keeps you in place. You test how strong the grip is on you, only to realize you can no longer move. It doesn't scare you, though. How could it? You asked for this. I'm actively healing you, and you can feel it. Your body gets stronger as hydration starts to return. You're in rough shape, sweetheart. You're going to have to stay inside for longer than I originally thought. It's going to be a lot longer than a few hours. Though I never met a human I couldn't heal. I appreciate the challenge. It'll keep me entertained. Your lower half finishes joining the rest of you, covering any part of skin that might have been exposed. So distracted by how it felt crawling on top of you, you didn't notice it was disintegrating your clothes, did you? It's okay, sweetheart. It's not for any reason that's lewd, if that's what's on your mind. I just need better access to your body. Fabric gets in the way. It's really quite a useless thing, in my opinion. It's not like it protects you from any real predators. Just covers all the pretty bits. Oh well. I'm sure you'll be able to put something together around here before you go out. Otherwise, you'll have quite the story to share. Suspended within me, you feel my slime pressing against you. Long tendrils swirl around your exposed flesh as arousal throbs between your thighs. You're trying to ignore it, aren't you? Too bad I can feel the heartbeat getting stronger as your blood pumps lower. You're starting to think with something other than your brain, aren't you? Thinking about how good it feels to be floating within my pink slime. Everything having such a pretty hue as your pain melts away. You're just feeling so good. You can't help yourself. It's only natural for your body to respond with such excitement. You want to thank me for taking care of you, don't you? Then don't mind if I do. Oh, that's good. One of the benefits about being made of slime, it's that I can change my shape to whatever I want it to be and whatever I am in the mood for. And tonight, I wanted to be inside you. So I changed my genitals into a tentacle. I figured it was the best shape for you. Long and skinny. Can make it thicker as I open you up. That way you stretch with me. You weren't expecting to feel another two tendrils pulling your legs apart, giving me access to everything. For some reason, you're realizing you're more sensitive like this. If you were being touched by a human or a tiefling or anything else, it would feel good. But my slime happens to have euphoric properties to it. Helps make the whole healing thing go by a lot faster. It's what you're starting to feel. It's nice, isn't it? You want more, don't you? Oh, I thought you might. Don't worry. You'll get as much as you can take. My tendril steadily leaks it inside you. The more I fuck you, the more you'll get. Make me come, and that's what you'll be filled with. Doesn't that sound nice? Oh, listen to you, moaning out your excitement. Wouldn't be able to hide it if you even tried. That mouth of yours is too honest for your own good. Moaning around your whole being fucked. The tentacle gets a bit thicker. Not too much, but you can feel it. Your whole starting to stretch. Oh, what a wonderful feeling for you, sweetheart. Your hips try to buck into it, only to be stopped by the slime holding you in place. The goo around your neck reminds you who you're encased inside. Despite your entire body being covered in me, your head remains out of the slime. Breathing easily, listening to my words, even doing your best attempt at responding. All those noises are downright sinful, little human. Keep it up. Let them all out. It only makes me want to fuck you harder. And that's what you want too, isn't it? Not going to cover your face because it's way too much fun to watch your reactions. Oh, and you're quite pretty too. Only makes it better for me if I'm being honest. Healing you is always an easy task. All humans' DNA being made the exact same way. Really, I feel like I should be thanking you for this. So grateful that I stumbled upon you. That you offered yourself up on a silver platter. I didn't think I was going to be spending my day fucking and healing a human, but here you are. Keeping things interesting for me. If you're not careful, I might get attached. I form bonds rather quickly, considering my type of slime. I'm already starting to grow quite fond of you. Love how you feel inside me. Your body attempting to move despite the firm grasp my goo has on you. Your whole clenches around my tentacle because it's really the only thing you can move without any help. Floating inside me, you dangle in the air, your aches and pains completely gone. Oh, it's starting to be too much, isn't it? You need to come, don't you, sweetheart? And if I were to say I want to keep going, would you be okay with that? Oh, fuck. That's what I want to hear. Going to fuck you through your orgasm, sweetheart. Going to feel so good you're going to come twice. Heightened senses from my slime. You don't even attempt to fight it. Letting yourself go, coming inside me. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, your release is delicious, sweetheart. Oh, yes, it is. Going to be able to turn this into more goo to help heal you, little human. You did a good job. Listen so well. Think you'll be able to come again like this? For every orgasm I get, you are going to take two. Think you can manage that, sweetheart? Oh, but I'm sure you can. You've made me so proud so far. You're not going to disappoint me once you're at the finish line. Have more faith in yourself because I do. It's clear you enjoy my touch, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Answering so eagerly, practically rocking yourself back onto me as the tentacle thickens inside you again. A proper size now. It's really hard to think about anything else. Just fucked through your first orgasm. You barely have any time to recover. Your body starts to twitch as overstimulation sets in. Goo surrounding you. Applying pressure to your most sensitive parts as my tentacle fucks your hole. You digged it so well, sweetheart. Yes, you do. Making me feel so good. Oh, thank you. Can't remember the last time I felt something so wonderful. Constricting around my length. You feel the tip curl just right. Finally twisting inside you. You find yourself getting close to the edge again. Despite already letting go, having almost no reprieve as the tendril fucks you just right, your body can't help itself. Deep and steady. Oh, yeah. Didn't think you had it in you, but seems being suspended inside my goo allows for you to jump back in it. Makes sense. I'm healing all of you, not just the parts that hurt. You let out a moan, completely pliant within my slime, allowing me to take you apart. No thoughts, no pain, no worries. Just pure pleasure spreading right. Oh, yeah. Yes, getting closer as my cock fucks harder into you. You feel my own twitching, making me feel so good. You want my cum, don't you? Need to feel it filling you up. Need this euphoria inside you. It's too good, helping you get closer. Unable to form words. Every touch sets all your nerves on fire. It's too much and not enough all at once. Just listen to you. I'm so close, sweetheart. Are you going to let go again? Going to come for a second time? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are. You're going to come again, sweetheart. I'm not asking. I'm telling. Oh, show me. I need to see it. Let go, little human. Show me how grateful you are for my help. And would you appreciate my touch? Fuck. Come with me. Let go. Don't hold anything inside of me. There you are. That's it. Let it all out, sweetheart. You did a really good job. I'm actually impressed you were able to handle all that. Usually it's too much for humans, but apparently not for you. Are you all right? That's good. That's really good to hear, because I am not going to be able to put you down. Yes, I'm being quite serious. Your body is in much worse condition than either of us originally thought. You're severely dehydrated, not to mention that there is a ton of sprains littering your bones. It's for the best if you just stay inside me for the rest of the night and, honestly, probably the rest of tomorrow too. I will be able to heal you back to normal. That's not in question. It's just going to take me some extra time. And hopefully I can have some help from you. You have no issue providing me with orgasms, right? I'm able to convert all the mess and energy spent into more power for my slime. I'm able to turn pretty much anything into food with the right enzymes. The more orgasms I give you tonight, the faster you'll be healed. So, really, it's up to you. Do you want to be healed tonight, or should I take my time? Smart choice. I knew I liked you for a reason.